Ed's not too worried about that, but I just, you know, I'll have to pull Daniel all the way up the mountain if it's snowing. You know, that Dodge is good at that.
Well, I'll have to come get both of you two flatlanders up here.
What's your language? But yeah, you're probably right.
Just picking at you, bud. Okay, well, we'll see what the weather does. And we'll go from there. But I'm not sure about that. But I'm going to by Thursday, I'm going to be done with it as far as what needed to be fabricated. It's pretty much done. So I'll probably be at some point, just whenever you pull the trigger, whenever you say go, that's what we'll do.
Comment. Yeah, I mean, if, I know it'll be based off of whatever the weather is, but yeah, if y'all won't help this Saturday, I'm happy to help. I don't think I have any plans, but next weekend I'll be gone. But I mean, obviously, I mean, you don't guys don't have to include me. I just was happy to help if I can help.
Sounds good, Daniel, but we don't need to end up in the ditch or anything. But other than that, Patrick, the only question I got, and I guess I'll need to talk with Gary, I guess, or maybe I'm not sure what the schematic is as far as the contacts inside the control head, inside the rotor, and how that hooks up on the control head. I'd probably talk with Chris about it and look at his. But I'm not sure how that hooks up, but I'm thinking that's what's going to take up, you know, probably 30 minutes there, just trying to figure out, okay, what connectors get hooked to what color wire to go on the control head. And I don't think it would be a bad idea to test that thing before we put it up.
The paperwork with it when I got it, so we have all that.
If you talk with Chris anytime this week, I think you and him have got the same control head. And mine's just not like that. Mine's totally different. I'm not sure how to run it. I know Gary knows how to use it and Chris knows how to use it, but I don't. So if you catch Chris on the radio one day this week, maybe try to figure that out, because it's got to be set to where if the needle on the control head says north, then the antenna needs to be north as well. And I'm not quite sure how to do that, but I mean, we'll figure it out. But just any information you can get from Chris or Gary would be great.
But like I said, I've got the printed out manual for it. It come with it. Gary gave it to me. It's also got the wiring diagram in it. It's got the repair procedures, the whole nine yards in it.
Let me make sure I got this. Anything additional on the base that you need on there? And keep in mind, if you go to your, when you move to your new house, is there anything on there that needs to be welded for future use? Maybe a plate for the SO239 connector or anything? so you can ground, you know, ground the station or ground the feed line or anything?
I was going to say probably some grounding on there. I picked up a grounding rod this weekend so that I could put it in with it. But other than that, I don't know of anything right off.
I'll figure something out. Or just poke another hole in there or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But it's about done. It's finished up. Maybe inch and a half of weld on it, and we'll go from there. And I'll be ready to go, I guess, at that point. But I want to call you sometime today, and I got up here at deer camp, got to messing around with this and messing around with that, and I just kind of got distracted, but we've got it. It's about done.
Rush on it. I just appreciate the help, and no rush at all. So don't worry about it. If we get it done this weekend, we get it done. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to have it up, but there ain't no point in none of us wrecking a vehicle over it, anything.
Okay. Well, we'll go from there. We'll keep eye on the weather and see how it goes. But I'm not thinking this is gonna take too awful long. I'm gonna bring the 16-foot ladder, and I got a little clamp that goes around the pipe, and we'll screw into the gable portion of the house to hold the staff there in place. But I think I got everything covered down on. I'm just be wild card be this weekend, I guess. But we'll go from there. We'll see.
I don't know of anything else that I could think of right off the top of my head. But I'll be thinking about it in the meantime. If I come up with something, I'll let you know, and you do the same. And like I said, the weather, like you say, is going to be the only wild card, really, because I was just looking now. They're calling for it to be down in the 20s and 50% chance of snow Saturday, and not supposed to get above freezing at all Sunday.
For NUE, well, it's okay. I'm well insulated. But anyway. All right, bud. Well, Daniel, if you're still in there, it's nice talking with you. I know you've been busy, but real quick, it's how's your dad? Things better? Is he healing okay?
Anyway. Yeah, keep me posted as far as what you guys want/need. If I need to bring tools or something related, I got woodworking tools. So if we need screw guns or anything like that, or I'll try to bring a ladder too if I come. We're not supposed to get snow until Sunday here, Patrick, but obviously I know we're coming up to you on Saturday, so I guess it'll depend on that. As far as my dad, it's... It's kind of a weird scenario right now. I don't know how he's doing. He won't return my phone calls. So, I don't know.
Sounds like my dad. So, you might have to just, I know what I do with my dad. Just, you know, hey. Just get right up in it. As Larry would say, just stick your shovel right in it and see what's going on. But so Daniel, do you have a little USB battery pack?
I don't know what you mean by that. I don't have a little one. I have some big USB battery packs. They're big because we use them for our lighting for when we do weddings. They have like a electrical plug plus a USB plug. So I have that. And actually, that's what I use, that big. It's, I say big, it's not big, but it's probably half the size of the 991. And that's actually what I used to power the 991 when I went down to Camden.
Don't mind, bring it, because we'll need something to plug my ring light into.
Copy that. I'll bring that, and you will look, well, I can't say beautiful, but you will look better.
And then on you, didn't I?
You were going with that one. I think darkness suits you, my friend.
For HKX. A little angel dancing in the snow with his halo.
KO4 in you here.
KI4DTY. Chad will make a beautiful snow. A beautiful snow angel.
Hey, I'm going to own it. So if I'm going to own it, I might as well use it. Just bring the battery pack. We'll take some pictures of Patrick, too.
Battery pack with me, ready to go.
For HKX. Me choked up now. I can't hardly talk. But I was going to tell you, there's no need to bring a ladder. I've got an extension ladders and all here.
I assume you got screw guns and everything, too.
You for a living, right?
Yeah, I do.
Let me make sure I got it. Got a neighbor up here at the deer camp. We always playing pranks on one another. And he sent me a text the other day that says, hey, Chad, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. And just want to, you know, send my condolences, and I know it's a difficult time right now for you, and just want to let you know I'm thinking about you. So I'm thinking, what is he talking about? This is, you know, he must have sent that to the wrong person, thinking that, you know, somebody else has had a death in the family or something. So I thought for a minute, and I thought, what is that? I better tell him that he sent this to the wrong person. So I sent him a text back that says, hey, did you intend this message to be for me? And he replies back, and he says, yes. And I says, well, I'm not sure what you're talking about, because, you know, I haven't had a death in the family or anything. And he says, well, you just turned 50. He says, so I'm just letting you know I'm sorry that you've lost half of your youth. And I just thought, oh, man. Oh, he snuck that one in on me, but he got me. He got me good. So he's been bragging for the last couple of days. So I'll have to think one up, but he got me.
I didn't know you turned 50. When did this happen?
7th, and got all these, you know, over the hill birthday cards, and my dad's just been, I mean, he's been laughing and laughing, because, you know, and I keep telling him, hey, you know, when I get a year older, so do you, so just keep, you know, keep picking.
So me and my brother are 10 months apart. So for 2 months, we're both the same age, which is crazy. And every time he makes fun of me, I'm like, you realize we're practically the same age.
There's still some rivalry there, right?
He's smarter than me, and he knows it.
I'm not going to say a thing. I could, but I'm not. Oh, man. Well, everything else good your way. I know you've been real busy, but hey, work is good, right?
Work is good, and it just, I got behind during Christmas with family being sick, with, I didn't really want to work that much because I was just kind of burnt out, and I needed to, so I ended up working all of Christmas week, which I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm, like you said, I'm thankful to have the jobs, but I should have been done with these two weddings I'm working on right now. I should have been done with before Christmas, but it just got the best of me, and I now got to catch up. So, yeah, the bad part was every time I turn on the radio, I hear you guys talking, and then I want to chime in, and so I had to start turning off the radio, and that I was telling Patrick the other day, I was telling him that I had to keep the radio off so I wouldn't get distracted and sidetracked.
No, you're right. You're doing exactly that's what you got to do. Cause I'm the same way. I'll just have to turn it off. Cause it kind of wound up what's going on, and just kind of want to socialize a little bit. And I don't get out much. I stay there on at the house. And it does most of the shopping, or I'll come up here and spend some time with Chris. But other than that, I just don't get out. So sometimes, when you hear one of y'all talking, it's just like, oh, man, I need to talk with somebody besides my wife or my dad. I'm going crazy. But, you get wound up in conversation, and next thing you know, it's like, I've been sitting here for an hour and a half talking to Daniel or Patrick. I'm not getting anything done. I gotta go get some things done. So I get it. I do.
KO4HKX, speaking of that, it is almost 11:30, so I'm going to call it. I'm going to say 7-3s here, guys. I've enjoyed it and look forward to this weekend if the weather lets us get out and do it. So I'm going to say 7-3s, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals, guys.
7-3s, Patrick, and I'm glad you jumped in, too. It's really done my heart good to hear and talk to both of you guys tonight. I needed it.
Be safe. Be safe out there. And watch that big truck on the road. But nice talking with you. And Daniel, I'm gonna step on out too. I'm gonna get ready for the Twilight Zone. And then it's Alfred Hitchcock after that. So I'm excited. I get to see the Twilight Zone. But anyway. Talk with you later. We'll be in touch with you, see how the weather goes. But don't forget to bring your battery pack now. I'll dig around. I think I might have another one of them ring lights. We'll get one for Patrick so he can put it in his station.
I don't know. I think you need all the beauty dishes you can get at this point.
Oh, you two are tight. You're not going to shift with me at all. Okay. All right. That sounds good. I can take it. Just bring it on.
You guys have a good night. Go enjoy your Alfred Hitchcock and your Twilight Zone. And again, it was good talking to you guys tonight. Keep me posted about this weekend. 7-3s to both of you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Daniel. Nice talking to you, bud. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Why clear?